home of the, what are those guys called? The Amish. Home of the Amish. Lancaster County.
Oh, we can make fun of them all we want. They won't hear this.
No. No. Well, let's say a supersonic
hearing.
Yeah, but you know what the weird thing is about the Amish? Is that they won't drive cars, but they'll ride in cars. Don't ask me how I know that, but I do. I made my money driving the Amish around. Taking him to the barber. A 21-year-old man told police that he had sex with a miniature horse during several late-night encounters in a Pennsylvania barn. According to a criminal complaint filed today against the Deviant Defendant. Hey, that'd be a great name for a band.
What?
The Deviant Defendant.
So he had sex with a horse?
He sure did. According to investigators, a witness called cops earlier this month to report a man driving a Dodge pickup truck was trespassing on his rural Lancaster County property. The owner, who had copied down the vehicle's license plate, told police they had previously seen the Dodge on his land on numerous occasions, and that believed that a lone male had gone into his barn, which housed cattle and a miniature horse.
You know, I've seen a half man, half horse.
Was it A-Rod?
No, but I have seen one.
Have you? Should I bite? Details of the probable cause affidavit. Cops traced the Dodge Dakota to a residence about 6 miles from the barn. There they interviewed, of course, this is the guy's name, Travis Wagner. Travis Wagner, the horse diddler.
Of course, Wagner.
Hey, Travis Wagner. He admitted that he entered the barn for the specific purpose to engage in sexual intercourse with a miniature horse. Oh. Wagner provided cops with a graphic account of his sexual contact with the animals, adding that he engaged in the same sexual acts with the horse at least 2 previous times. Imagine those poor police officers have to take that goddamn statement. I'd be right at the bar right after that, after I heard that wackadoo.
All right, Chris. I know you have another story, I think, right?
Nope, that's it. Hey, after naked horses. So, in a criminal complaint, Wagner was charged with felony burglary and sexual intercourse with animals, a misdemeanor.
Really?
Is that a felony?
Apparently not. Not down there, anyway.
Nope. So, following arraignment, Wagner was released on $5,000 bail. He's scheduled for a September 2nd preliminary hearing, and that is today at the district court. So, maybe we'll get a breaking report on Mr. Wagner. That is the news, Polly.
Well, thank you very much, funny man Christopher.
Disturbing world we live in.
Let me play this really quick, and we'll be right
Alvin
back.
And the chipmunks love to eat.
Who's hungry?
But even though you can't see or smell it, bacteria can hide in food and make you ill.
That's not good.
On average, 1 in 6 Americans will get a foodborne illness this year. But you can keep bacteria from ruining your day with 4 simple steps.
We got this. This will be a walk in the park.
Clean. Wash your hands and surfaces often.
We chipmunks are notoriously tidy.
Separate. Keep raw meats, poultry, and seafood separate from ready-to-eat foods.
Watch and learn, my friends.
Cook. Make sure an adult uses a thermometer to cook meat, poultry, and seafood to the right temperature.
Fire in the hole!
And chill. Refrigerate promptly and pack your lunch with a freezer pack or ice.
Bingo! Dinner! She's a serve! Yay!
Keep your family safe and check your steps at foodsafety.gov. Brought to you by the USDA, HHS, and the Ad Council. The road trip to food safety starts at foodsafety.gov.
Ah, oh, yes. Nothing like food safety from chipmunks. Anyways, kids,
the other white meat.
It is 3:04 in the afternoon. You are listening to the Giddy Up. And we're going to play a couple songs, and we should be back with the Breeze with the weekend weather and his pick of the week. Weekend, it would be good to have him back as well. So take us out, Christopher.
You are listening to the Giddy Up on 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford, Boston.
We'll be right back, kids.
yourself off that. It's only in your head you feel left out. Look down on. Just do your best. Do everything you can. And don't you worry what their bitter hearts are gonna say. It just takes some time. A little good in, a little out the right. Everything, everything will be just fine. Everything, everything will be alright.
did I mean to treat you bad? But I did anyway. And then maybe some would say your life was saved, but you lived it anyway. And so maybe your friends that stand around you watch you crumble as you fall to the ground. And then someday your friends will stand beside as you are flying. Oh, you were flying all so high. But then someday people look at you. They're what they call their own. They watch you suffer. Yeah, hear you calling home. And then someday we could take our time to brush the leaves aside so you can reach us.
One of my favorite Candlebox songs, which would be because I don't, there isn't any
I
others.
Don't recall any others.
So anyways, boys and girls, 316, 317 actually, in the afternoon. Welcome back to the Giddy Up with DJ Pauly B and the funny man Christopher Ridgway. I hope you're enjoying the show. The number here is, if you want to call in, is 781-350-3264. You don't have to call in. You can hit me up on Facebook, or actually the Giddy Up Facebook would be the best way to request a song. It's about that time.
Come by, bring a pizza.
Yeah. So we spun the wheel earlier, and Christopher, I believe, it's 70 degrees still. Wow. It's holding steady. Holding steady at 70. Yep, still. Okay. Christopher, we spun the wheel earlier. We came to 1994.
Yes, we did.
So why don't you take us on a way back ride to 94.
On a musical journey.
A musical journey, yes, sir.
Yeah, since we're mostly an alternative rock and roll show.
Of course.
We're going to look at the alternative songs from the year 1994. So starting off, Pauly, yeah, I'm on number two, if you're ready.
You're on number two?
Yep. Here we go.
Go for it.
And I don't hear nothing. Hey, so...
I'm sorry. That's what you meant.
Here we go. One of our favorite bands, Giddy Up Approved.
Absolutely. Soundgarden, no one beats them.
Nope. Black Hole Sun from that awesome album, Super Unknown. If you don't have it, you're a loser. Go buy it. And if you have it, go listen to it tonight. It's really good. One of my favorites of all time.
Absolutely. Mine too.
Number 19, Sugar from an album called File Under Easy Listening. I love this song. It's called Your Favorite Thing. Guy by the name of Bob Mould.
Sure.
Used to be with a band called Husker Du out of Minneapolis.
A very obscure song that wasn't very,
didn't break the mainstream, but it was big on the alternative fronts. Yeah.
Right.
Good writer, Bob Mould. Now, actually, number 18. The guy who made an appearance at the Pearl Jam show at Fenway Park. Jay Mascis and his band, Dinosaur Jr.
Aha.
Feel the Pain. Dinosaur Jr., as you know, from Amherst, Massachusetts. And all you folks at Tufts go, oh, a state school? Making fun of us state school people. Sorry, some of us were poor. At number 17, oh, it's a double shot, Pauly! A double shot! Or Soundgarden.
You know, I think Burden in My Hand is my favorite.
Oh, great song.
By Soundgarden. That was on this album, wasn't it?
No, that was on the next album.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So, 17 is called Black Days. Number 16, The Dam Builders with Try. Number 15, Come Out and Play by The Offspring.
Oh,
I don't,
and you know I play this all the time. I love this song.
I don't have a clip for it, but
really?
Yeah,
wow.
They don't put one on. They didn't put one on when I ordered it up. I don't know. It's not my fault. Number 14, I'm not playing a clip from this. It's Sale, Prayer for the Dying. I didn't like Sale.
Let me get in. Hold on. Here we go. Real quick.
You gotta keep them separated.
We got to stay on, what was it, number 17?
That was 15.
15.
Come Out and Play by
That's
The Offspring.
Right. Got that right.
I remember FNX used to have their little ski thing, and but they did their parody song, just keep your ski tips separated.
These guys are... three guys, right, in the band.
Yeah.
They're from MIT.
Yeah, well...
They're, like, rocket scientists.
Dexter Holland, the singer, I think was all he needed to do was write his thesis to get his master's in, like, nuclear fission or fusion or something. Crazy.
They're geniuses.
Intelligent guys.
And they took the right road. They went into rock and roll.
Less thinking, more drinking. That's what I always say. You know, it was another intelligent band. It was Queen. Roger Taylor was going to be a dentist, which I find ironic if you have seen Freddie Mercury's teeth.
Think about it. What do you call a doctor that fails out of medical school?
A dentist.
A dentist.
You're an anti-dentite, Brant.
I'm not an anti... All right, Christopher.
Number 13. Another local guy. What's known as Francis Black. Now known again as Francis Black or Frank Black. Black Francis is Frank Black from his solo album, Teenager of the Year. One of the best album covers ever, Teenager of the Year. It's bald, fat Frank Black getting flowers and crying. It's beautiful. Number 12, another one of our Giddy Up approved acts. Maybe my favorite song by the band. It's a state love song.
Yesterday.
What a shame, man. What a shame. What a talent.
Scott Whelan, we love you. Rest in peace, my brother.
Oh, man. He started the whole... It was him, then it was Lemmy, then there was Bowie and Glenn Frey and Prince. He started it, pretty much.
You know what?
Oh, go ahead. Stop it.
At the end of this year, we are going to do a show strictly of all the great rock and roll stars that have passed this year.
And we hope that's it. Hope we're done. Nope. We're done.
Yep. You're right.
By the way, I Alone at number 11, Five Band Live. At number 10, More Offspring. Man, what a great band. Did you
I just
see
played
them?
This.
Well, no, you played Skid. Oh, you did. Oh, I wasn't here. I was in the bathroom.
No, this is The Kids Aren't All Right.
This is Self-Esteem.
Oh, Self-Esteem, I'm sorry.
Yeah, from X-Nay on the Hombres. You did just play at number nine. Candlebox.
I did. Wow, how weird is that?
No kidding. Well, this is what the show is. This is who we are, and this is what we do. Like I said, we're mostly playing the classic alternatives, plus we're mixing in classic and new rock.
That's right.
It's all over the place. Don't put baby in a box, you know?
No. But it is rock and roll. It's not. None of that C-rap, none of that country, and none of that kitty pop.
Oh, please, scorch on the country, that country music. Number 8, once again, STP. What a
little
great
Vaseline
song.
Never hurt anybody.
Unless there was sand in it. Whoa. Great guitar solo here by Dean DeLeo.
Yes.
Great riff. Wow.
DeLeo can rock, man.
Brilliant guitar player. I mean, he's from the school of Jimmy Page. Before we go to the next song, just, you know, I want to bring this up, is that when you listen to a lot of these 90s guitar players, there were some ballin' guys out there.
Oh, my God.
DeLeo.
DeLeo.
What's his name? One of my favorites. Mike McCready from Pearl Jam.
From Pearl Jam,
it's just incredible. And, of course, Jerry Cantrell.
Alice in Chains.
Great, great guitar players. Underrated when it comes to the pantheon of guitar players.
I agree with you.
Not underrated. They just don't get their due.
Oh, let's see.
Number 7, one of the most sensuous singers, Nazzy Star, Hope Sandoval. She was model beautiful. Let's just listen to her and hug
her
each other.
Her voice just is angelic.
And she wasn't, and unlike Donny Iris, she's easy on the eye. Oh, man. Oh, Hope Sandoval, we love you. Why don't you come in the studio? Oh, that's right. They don't give interviews. They went to a Boston radio station years ago when that album came out. And what ended up happening was the poor DJ was doing all the talking. And they just looked at each other because they didn't do interviews. It's awesome.
What number were we on?
That was number... That was number 7. Number 6. Okay. The Sweater Song by Weezer. Unfortunately, there's no clip for number 5. It's sometimes...
Little Weezer.
Never heard anybody.
I guess they never heard anybody, because how could they? They're all wearing sweaters.
It's Sweaterbiff. Speaking of that, I got to tell you something off the air.
Okay.
Because I don't want to insult anybody on the air. Or do I? So next, number 5, I don't have a clip of this, and I'm really sad because, once again, we do have Hope Sandoval. This time singing with the Jesus and Mary Chain, Sometimes Always. And I guess she was dating one of the brothers in Jesus and Mary Chain at the time. Number four, the lovely, the talented, former backup singer for Michael Jackson. Bet you didn't know that, folks out there. Sheryl Crow, All I Want to Do. Number three.
Now, who was she sleeping with back then?
Clapton.
Yes, that's right.
Yep. Then she moved on to Jeff Beck and Jimmy Page. And she, no, I'm kidding. I don't
Jimmy Page.
She wasn't 14, so Jimmy had no, he didn't care for that at all. former singer for the Psychedelic Furs. New band back then. Now the Furs back together.
Very distinct voice.
Oh, is doesn't he? Cigarettes and everything. Am I Wrong by Love Spit and Love. Hey, maybe should we play some Psychedelic Furs? Maybe Pretty in Pink?
Really?
I love Pretty. Love My Way. Heartbreak Beat.
I may find my...
A band that's now playing corporate events. So if you get $100,000, you can book them for your birthday party. How do I know this? They played a corporate event for Intel Security. How would I know that? I don't know. I don't work for them. Einstein on the Beach. It was a B-side. Great from that great first album that they had. August and Everything After. And now we're on Everything After. Now up to number one. I'm going to give it to your doctor. Resident musical genius. And Naked Man. Ooh, good song.
I just found it for you.
Well, I think we should play the number one song. It's our friends Green Day.
It is our friends Green Day. Yes, sir. And...
Basket Case.
It would be Basket Case. 3:29 in the afternoon. You kids, enjoy this.
I am one of those melodramatic fools. Neurotic to the bone, no doubt about it. Sometimes I give myself the creeps. Sometimes my mind plays tricks on me. It all keeps adding up. I think I'm cracking up. Am I just paranoid? Am I just up? I went to a shrink to analyze my dreams. She says it's like a sex I spring.
Let's be
That was your number one song from 1994, Basket Case by Green Day. And I can identify with that song for some reason. Very well. Anyways, welcome back to the show, boys and girls. 3:32 in the afternoon. You are listening to the Giddy Up here on 91.5 WMFO in the beautiful state of Medford, Boston. It is 70 degrees. We're kind of waiting on our weather guy who, hasn't been on in quite a while. Actually,
here he comes.
As we speak, here we are.
The breeze.
WMFO.
Regulated!
Hey!
It's the breeze!
Yes!
What's that?
Wow, it's been a long time, my brother.
It's
too long.
Breeze.
Too long. So,
what's
you got.
What's going on, guys?
How you doing, bro?
Good, how you doing, brother?
All right.
What's
it's
up, Chris?
Hey, what's up, Breeze? Good to hear from you, man.
What's going on, man?
It's been a long time,
how
man.
How you guys doing?
It's good to have you back.
To come back to the Giddy Up.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You going to come in the studio or what?
I'm a regulator, brother. I might have took off into the sunset for a while, but...
Yeah, you rode off into the sunset, but you always come back to the Giddy Up.
Right.
I heard you were flying to the source of the weather. That's what I heard.
Yes. I actually can give you weather all across the country right now.
That's right. All right, so you want to lay some weather on us this weekend? Long weekend. I hope you have Monday, too.
Unfortunately, with the long weekend, the beginning part of it's going to be the best.
Yeah.
Tomorrow, 75 high. Sunny skies, low 58. Sunday, clouds move in.
Uh-oh.
High 73, 62 low. And I'm going to give you a Monday because it is a holiday. Rain.
Rain all day Monday?
Oh, that stupid hurricane.
Yep, it's coming up the coast. It's going to get us all day Monday. High 67, low 62 with rain. Yeah. I'll be down the Cape, though, so I'll have a nice report for you next week.
Oh, nice. Where are you going in the Cape?
The rip tides and everything. Yeah, I'm going down this Sunday night.
What city?
Plymouth.
Oh, nice. Right on. Good for you.
Indian Head Campground, but I'm going to go down. I'm just going to stay there for the night, and then I'm going to head all the way to the point in Provincetown.
Yeah, going to P-Town, huh? Meet up with some of your buddies?
Oh, yeah. But listen, you're right from the breeze. You guys are the best. And
hey, it's good to have you
back. Oh, man. It's like
Breezy, it's good to have you back, brother.
All right.
I hope. Hopefully,
I'm giving
you
a hug. I'm giving you a hug over the air.
A virtual hug, yes.
Virtual hugs, what I love,
yes.
Brother.
All right, man. Hey, be safe down there.
I'll talk to you next week.
Be safe in P-Town. All right.
All right.
Don't pick up any soap.
If you do, we played number 10 for you, Vaseline.
All right, that was the breeze. It's
yes.
Good to have him back. Hey, you know, now I don't have to worry about doing the weather.
Ooh, thank God. That's...
Hey, you know?
I know. I've seen all the charts that you have at your apartment and you were doing.
Exactly. And I had to sleep with every...
Protractor?
Every meteorologist at Channel 7.
Oh, my God.
Including the guys. Oh, all right. That was the breeze.
Wait. Once again...
Yes.
They just have a girl on Channel 7 to tell you there's traffic in Boston. That's like saying there's water in the ocean.
I mean,
seriously. It's like, I don't know, let's go find like a hot like 25-year-old and put her in the tightest dress possible.
Danielle Gersh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How's your Gersh? I got a little Gersh in my pants watching the 7 a.m. news. So what they do is they trot her out to tell you how windy it is at noon. It's like, yeah, you know? Oh yeah, I can see the old perv who runs it. What can I do to get more hot chicks on this station?
That's what every station is doing now. If you notice, they're all just like this guys are getting phased out.
Yeah,
they just want, except for the not even. I mean the sports, but now even they have women doing the sports as well.
All right, I don't want to get because the way the show is very open, we're very on. We like to talk.
It's an open forum.
All right, so I'm going to say one thing. Why do female sports reporters always have to speak overly loud? Hey, this is Lars Sports. Like the chick on Channel 7. Hey, this is a. You have a microphone. Like guys don't do that, but even the women sports reporters, come on, they're like really loud.
Because they want the job.
I don't know. I guess they feel they have to speak louder. So guys will listen to them in sports. I don't know.
I wish I had an answer for you,
buddy. To me, it's like coffee and cream. You know what I mean? Yeah, hot chicken sports. I mean, you got my attention already.
Good point. All right, 3:37. We're going to play a few more songs. This next one goes out to our good friend, Old School Steve, who's listening in. We love you, man. We're going to have you in soon as well. He wanted to hear some A. Smith.
Yeah.
Of course, and that's right up our alley, right in our wheelhouse. Why don't you take us out, Christopher?
Sure. You are listening to the Giddy Up on 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford, Boston, Freeform Radio. Wow!
We'll be right back, kids.
Holly hits it.
She's the only one that I've been dreaming of. Maybe someday she will be all mine. I wanna tell her that I love her so. I'm through with her every touch. I need to tell her she's the only one. Stay drunk all the time. I said I got a little woman and she won't be true. On Sunday morning when we go down to church, see the men folks standing in line. Don't say they come to pray to the Lord, not when my little girl looks so fine. And in the evening when the sun is sinking low, everybody's with the one they love. I walk the town, keep a searching all around, looking for my street corner girl. I got a warm, warm ball all day. I got a warm, she won't be true, no, no. I got a warm, stick drum all the time. I said I got a little woman and she won't be true. I'm in the bars with the men who play guitar. And remembering the time, my little lover does a midnight shift. She falls around all the time. I guess it's just one thing left for me to do. Gonna pack my bags and move on my way. Cause I got a worried mind, sharing what I thought was mine. Gonna leave her with a guitar's play. I got a warm.
That there is a someone up above. And be a simple kind of man. Be something you love and understand. Baby, be a simple kind of man. Oh, won't you do this for me, son? If you can, if you can. Get you lost from the rich man's gold. All that you need now is in your soul. And you can do this, oh baby, if you try. All that I want from you, my son, is to be else. And you can do this, oh baby, if you try. All that I want from you, my son, is to be satisfied and be a simple kind of man. Be something if you can.
Yeah.
Woof.
Wow.
Yep.
I'll tell you right now, Shine Down does that song justice. You know, when people do a remake of a song, you know, what's that? Lynyrd Skynyrd, right?
Yep.
And Shine Down, wow. I think they do a better job than Lynyrd Skynyrd.
That's an incredible cover.
Unbelievable. So that was Shine Down doing Simple Man. And before that was a little Zeppelin. We have to do Zeppelin. You have to do Zeppelin every show. If you don't do Zeppelin every show, it's not really a show.
No.
No. And before that, a little Aerosmith, No More, No More, one of my favorite Aerosmith songs, if not my favorite, and that goes out to Old School Steve.
And should we tell you a dirty little secret about No More, No More?
Sure.
It's one of the songs Paulie can play on guitar.
That's right. I picked it up in like a half hour.
Yeah.
Yeah, and Chris was pretty pissed at me. He's like, how do you just... I don't know. Anyways, welcome back, boys and girls. 3:52.
I got to find that picture of you doing
in
that.
In the afternoon. You're listening to the Giddy Up, of course, on 91.5 WMFO in Medford, Boston, Tufts Freeform Station.
Well, it's the only station, but it's just it is the best station.
Freeform, the classical.
Yeah, there's no classical. Well, it's freeform, so whoever comes in after us or before us or during the week, they get to play whatever they want. In our case, it's classic rock and roll, in rock and roll, now and then.
Yeah.
Yes. Now and exactly. Now and Zen.
Great album.
Right. Little Robert Plant. Bobby. I can call him Bobby because we have that connection now. Yeah. That's right. Anyways, welcome
two
back.
Like this. Right there.
We're two peas in a pod. 353. It's that time we don't really enjoy, but we want to say our goodbyes. And I'm going to let Christopher go first, and then we're going to... I'm going to take us out with some great rock and roll music to you know, ease you into this long weekend.
And very quickly, before I say goodbye, just want to give you a couple of things to do if you're looking for something
to
do.
Absolutely. Perfect.
A couple of concerts for some of you old school rock people. We have the band Kiss.
Yes.
They're playing September 3rd, which is tomorrow, at the DCU Center in Worcester.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
And tomorrow night at the Wang Center in Boston, Steven Tyler will be playing a solo show with his band. I think one guy plays the jug and the other plays the wash tub.
Yeah, and they all have bare feet.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's trying to do a country thing now, right?
Yep. And
a hillbilly country thing.
And somewhere at the back of the Wang Center, Joe Perry will be hanging out with Alice Cooper, which would be awesome.
I'm sure.
As you know, I'm a huge Alice Cooper fan. So, yeah, so Steven Tyler is on September 4th at 8 o'clock, also there.
Which would be Sunday.
Yeah, a couple of upcoming shows just want to bring to your attention. If you want to meet Pauly and I, come see Alice in Chains September 16th at House of Blues.
That's right.
And Sum 41 also at the House of Blues later this month, later next month on October 11th. So plan accordingly.
Yes.
All right. So just want to thank everybody for listening, as usual. You know, hearts and thoughts with you. So enjoy this Labor Day weekend. Remember that you folks who are working very hard have earned it. So that's me popping a cold one for you.
There you go.
So go as fast as you can, as far as you can, for as long as you can. Peace.
Right on, Chris. And like I say, I want to thank everybody for listening in. You guys are the best. If it wasn't for you, we wouldn't be doing this. And I want to make sure you guys all have a very safe Labor Day weekend. It's a long weekend, so enjoy it. And, you know, love life. You know, love your kids and enjoy it with them, because I know I will. And we're going to take a 166-hour break, because we need it after this long show. As I always say, stay Boston strong, always be a rock, and never roll. And I want to apologize to Tom Brady, believe it or not. Yeah, he has nothing else to do after last night. And and now we ran out of time for him. So I apologize. Well, come in next week, because you'll have nothing to do next week as well. sorry, Tom. And just want to say, everybody have a great, great Labor Day weekend. Right, Chris?
Have a great one. Enjoy it.
All right.
Stay dry.
All right. Take us out. 356.
All right. Once
again,
we'll
see you next week.
You're listening to the best rock on the planet. That's the Giddy Up on 91.5 WMFO, Medford, Boston, Freeform Radio.
Have a great weekend, everybody.
Hear the siren. Hear the sirens. Hear the sirens. Hear the circus so profound. I hear the sirens. More and more in this here town. Let me catch my breath.
got made.